On today's show, investigators finally find the root cause of Takata's exploding airbags. A new study says ride-sharing won't cut down car sales, and PSA is recovering faster than expected. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 24th of 2016. Well, no doubt you've heard all the news that Britain will vote this summer on whether or not to drop out of the European Union. Well, Ford and Nissan have made it perfectly clear they want Britain to stay in. Both automakers have plants in Britain and worry that those vehicles could face higher export costs to the continent if there is a Brexit. The CFO of Daimler also came out in favor of Britain remaining part of the EU, even though it does not build cars in the country. But we have not heard other automakers building cars in England take a stand on the issue. That includes General Motors, whose Opel subsidiary makes Vauxhall-branded vehicles. Nor does it include Toyota and BMW, which makes Rolls-Royces there. Last year, a group of 10 automakers hired aerospace company Orbital ATK to investigate the root cause of Takata's defective airbags. And they've just identified the problem. The study found that the airbags ruptured because moisture could build up in inflators with ammonium nitrate because they lacked water-absorbing chemicals. Poor design and long exposure in high humidity climates with large differences between day and nighttime temperatures also contributed to the ruptures. Nearly 30 million vehicles have been recalled, but they might need to be fixed again if NHTSA decides the ammonium nitrate propellant isn't safe. And with the new findings, the number of recalls could approach 90 million vehicles. And we'll be back to show you how Acura has redesigned the MDX.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
A number of automakers have come out with apps that allow you to lock or unlock the car or start the engine with your smartphone. But Seat, which is part of VW, and Accenture just came out with a concept that takes it a step further. Their app is able to display fuel and oil levels while the car is in use or when it's parked. Maintenance warnings are sent to the phone along with info about the alert. Drivers can also receive messages from the dealer to remind them about any service that needs to be taken care of. The app even provides driving tips for better performance or improved fuel economy. And finally, it allows customers to remotely control household appliances. Seat is currently testing the app to see if it's something customers would enjoy. Even though sales of utility vehicles are on fire, Acura's MDX actually saw its sales fall by more than 13% over the last 3 months in the U.S. But the brand will be showing off a redesigned version at next month's New York Auto Show. As you can see, it looks like the MDX will get more than just a mild refresh, but it will also get added comfort and convenience features and new powertrain technology. The MDX will continue to be built at the company's Alabama plant, and in 2017, it will also be added to its East Liberty, Ohio plant. And coming up next, now that Peugeot has fixed its finances, could it be looking for a merger?
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Well, good news for Peugeot and Citroën. Its parent company, PSA, is recovering faster than expected. PSA sold over 1.8 million vehicles globally last year, up nearly 6%. Peugeot accounted for over 1 million of those sales, while Citroën accounted for over 700,000. The company's revenues were over 54 billion euros, up nearly 6%. It posted an operating profit of nearly 2 billion euros and a net profit of nearly a billion. In 2014, PSA posted a net loss of nearly a billion euros, so that's quite a turnaround. And here's our Autoline insight. Back a year or two ago, when there was talk of PSA merging with FCA, Carlos Tavares, PSA's chairman, said it was not the right time. The company was bleeding red ink. We felt Tavares was worried he would have to negotiate from a position of weakness. Now that the company is fully profitable, we wonder if a merger might be back on the table. While we've speculated that ride-sharing services like Zipcar and Uber have the potential to dramatically disrupt car sales because if fewer people are driving, less cars will be sold. But a new study from the Boston Consulting Group says that won't be the case. By 2021, the report estimates car sharing will decrease global sales by about 792,000 vehicles, a big number, but only 1% of projected sales. While ride-sharing won't disrupt car sales, the study projects big growth in the segment. Currently, those services generate 650 million euros with just under 6 million users globally. By 2021, it estimates 35 million users in Asia, Europe, and North America, and revenues of 4.7 billion euros. Well, that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching, and join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the automotive industry.